This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. 10% of all homeowners are in mortgage trouble. They're either in foreclosure or they're late on their payments. Here in California, a Catholic priest is trying to keep people in their homes. He's organizing homeowners to get better loans from their banks. Father John Lesang is here now. And your parish is in Southern California's San Fernando Valley. Describe what it's like in your community and how many people there are facing foreclosure.
There are about 80 or to 100 people that come to our meetings from my parish. They're in different stages of the foreclosure threat. Some of them are just simply delinquent in their payments, and others are in active foreclosures.
And primarily this is a working-class Hispanic neighborhood?
Oh, yes. Our parish is one of the largest Spanish-speaking parishes, certainly in the San Fernando Valley. It may even be within the Archdiocese of Los Angeles.
And it's possible that many of them didn't really understand the mortgages they were getting into.
Oh, it's not only possible, it's actually simply the fact. Again, these adjustable rate mortgages are extremely complicated. They're almost designed for failure. I don't think the brokers or the banks took adequate time to explain to these people who are good, serious borrowers, but they simply needed extra time because of their language and educational level to have them explain to them. It means they had understood it or made an attempt to explain it to them, they still might have been frustrated. The contracts are very complicated. And I have people in my parish that are come to me frequently to ask for prayers or support, and we want to move them beyond simply praying, and we want to move them into action. That's why our parish has joined up with the Industrial Areas Foundation strategy to provide them with a group solution where we negotiate with banks as a group, and then we present our findings to our elected officials.
So you have organized your parishioners in a group to negotiate with banks. So what happens? Do they all go to a bank together and demand a better rate?
We're trying to form groups of 30 per lending institution. And then we process them. We kind of like review their loans with them and ask them some questions, prepare them. And then we invite the bankers to a neutral place. And then we accompany these individuals, these homeowners, as they negotiate with the banks. And we've done it already with Chase. We have a meeting scheduled for Countrywide in a week or so.
And what happened after that meeting with Chase?
Well, all in all, we were grateful that Chase agreed to meet with our homeowners. They were the first. They took the leap first. We were also pleased to see that at least a couple of cases that were in active foreclosure, they were willing to at least suspend until the cases could be examined more thoroughly. We were disappointed in general, though, because we didn't really see a serious determination on the part of Chase to get down to specifics and really modify these mortgages to a level where the people can afford to make a monthly payment and stay in their homes.
What do you have on your side that would force them to act other than, I guess, the bully pulpit?
We believe in two sources of power. There's organized money and there's organized people. And we also think that just simply the severity of the crisis is maybe changing the regular terms of how people think and operate. There's also, finally, the second part of our strategy, which is to communicate with our elected officials what we're experiencing. Of course, Congress has shown itself willing to wade into this crisis, not to the degree that we would like them to or with the solutions that we think are working, but we're going to continue calling on them to create a legislation that truly helps homeowners.
Well, Father John Lesang, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for taking your time as well.
That's Father John Lesang. He heads the Mary Immaculate Church in Pacoima here in Southern California, organizing homeowners to negotiate for better mortgage rates from their banks.